broad categories are phase 1A, where healthcare professionals, including allied health staff, students, and trainees, anybody who takes care of patients, and long-term care facility staff and residents are in the phase 1A, followed by essential workers in phase 1B, and definitions of those may vary by state, vary by region. In the phase 1C, you're going to have older people and people with medical conditions, and some of those are still subject to how those recommendations are interpreted. So really the healthcare providers, folks living in long-term facilities, followed by essential workers and high-risk individuals. And then there's a large swath of population that would follow right behind those groups. So will this change things overnight? No, but hope is along the way. And things will gradually start to turn around, and we'll chip away at the population. So hoping that by late spring, early summer, we'd have a very different outlook on the way the world works, as opposed to all the negative news we've heard in the last several months here. Looking at this historic day, and really amazed by the speed at which this was developed and made available, not just in large cities, not just at academic medical centers, but also available at smaller facilities in smaller towns as well.